Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio, joined with a couple familiar voices, but maybe not to our cross-country audience. Certainly some great athletes and other activities, Lyndon Norton and Isabella Smith. And first of all, Lyndon, great to talk to you here about cross-country. We got to talk a lot about FFA this last year and in wrestling. First of all, what does it mean to be a part of this team and this program for you in cross-country and obviously being a part of this great success?
Yeah, this team just has an amazing culture. It's the most welcoming and just positive team that I've ever been a part of. So it's been really fun to be a part of it these last 3 years, and I'm excited for my senior season.
Well, and Isabella, obviously last time we were talking to you on the radio, it was when you were at state wrestling and having that great experience, and you've been an athletic trainer and so many other things. What about this sport and group is fun for you to continue to be a part of each year, even knowing you're not necessarily having those big varsity goals?
I love how this team always supports each other. It doesn't matter if you're the slowest person on the team or the fastest one. You're always going to have someone cheering you on and screaming you to tell you to go faster during a race. So, like, I just love how, like, the team environment, everyone's just, like, so built together.
Well, and Lyndon, to that point a little bit, again, you don't have, obviously, the big goals of, like, sure, if you beat Marissa in a race, that would be awesome. But but for you, and watching both the two of you run and compete, there's other lessons that can be learned than just winning. What do you get from competing in 5Ks and being on these courses with those athletes, right, even practicing with them? And what do you get out of this experience that's just beyond wins and losses?
Yeah, I think it just teaches you so much about perseverance and pushing through and learning that you're capable of doing more than you feel like you're able to, and just being able to work out with those athletes and just see how much they're doing. And it's really just like motivational to see what you can do yourself.
Well, and Isabella, wrestling is obviously the new show in town, so to speak, right? Just a relatively new team, but cross country has been established for, Doug's been here for 20 years and the Hammonds have been here for 20 years. What are you able to pull from being at practices, even from this sport, that you can take then as a leader at wrestling and maybe help, shape what Coach Hale and everyone's doing there and how you can become a better leader through this process?
Well, I love to take like the support of the team. I want to make sure like both teams are very like tight knit. Like everyone like is really close with each other and supports everyone, and being there for each other like on the highs and the lows. So like that's like the most important one for me, at least.
Well, Lyndon, how important is it, do you think, with Coach Cutler's culture, that obviously we've got potential national qualifiers right on this team, and we've got all Americans and we've got Division I athletes. How important has it been to celebrate the successes of everybody and every little milestone, not just races? And how do you think that's helped build not only this culture, but you as being a part of this team, that you celebrate a lot of the successes, not just the big ones?
Yeah, I think that's a huge part of what this team is built on. We have amazing runners, and we're not just celebrating those top places. We're celebrating everyone. Even if you're the slowest runner on the team and you're running with the next person and they run with the next person, it all trickles up, trickles down, and we're just making each other better and encouraging everyone. And I think that's helped me to know that, like, even if I'm not a varsity runner, even if I'm not placing in the JV race, I'm still making an impact. And then that can then transition to the wrestling mat. Even if you have a rough practice or a rough day, like, you can still show up and do your best and make a positive impact for the team.
Well, and Isabella, there is obviously benefit here too, right, in terms of conditioning and all that other stuff. What's it like to be able to learn from a certain group of coaches in the fall? Because here at Pella, we celebrate multi-sport athletes a lot. What's it like to be able to learn from one group of coaches and then take some of those lessons and then, apply them to what you're doing, like Lyndon said, in wrestling? And how do you think that's maybe made you a better wrestler to be here on the cross-country team?
I feel like cross-country has helped gave me, like, the motivation to push through, like, even, like, the hard times where, like, you just want to stop. Like, the coaches on this team have, like, been, like, constantly, like, you always can do more than you think you can. You can push yourself harder than you think you can. And that's definitely helped me on the wrestling mat. It's helped me, like, push myself and make myself stronger. Like, not only with the conditioning and this making me be able to, like, handle wrestling a lot easier, but, like, it's been, like, making me more, like, motivated to, like, be like, I can do this, and then being able to pull up the rest of my teammates with it.
Well, and Lyndon, again, we've mentioned a couple times that at the very top of this team and program, there are some really special, remarkable things that are happening. I think what Coach Cutler talks to me a lot about is making sure that all 78 members are included in that. How do you feel included in that process? Knowing that, again, when it comes to state, you won't obviously be in uniform at that point, but how special has it been to be a part of that, and how have those girls, especially at the top, worked to include everybody on the team and the success that's been happening?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Even with, like, 78 people, boys, girls, varsity, JV, like, there really isn't any division. We're all supporting each other. I know that even though obviously I'm not going to be running in that varsity race, I'm still encouraging people and they're cheering me on. The varsity girls don't like segregate themselves or act like they're any better than us. Like, they're just high schoolers running cross country like the rest of us. So it's really great to see that and talk with them and ask them how their race went, because even though we're doing it at different paces, we're all running 5Ks. So we really connect and are a great team.
Well, Isabella, how has it made you better in the sense of here, say in cross country, you're chasing some of those, right? Marissa, Lizzie, and all the above. But then in wrestling, you're the role model, you're the leader, you're the state qualifier. How has that dynamic helped you grow as a person and leader? And how much do you pull from maybe what you learned from some of the leaders on this team in terms of the faster girls, and then apply that knowing that in wrestling, you are one of those top girls and leaders?
It helps me because, like, it gives me like something to kind of bounce off of, like seeing them, how they support people and how that they are helping everyone despite like their positioning. It helps like me remember, like, no matter like whether you're the best wrestler on the mat or the worst one, like, you deserve to be supported and you deserve to have someone behind you at all times.
Well, and what are your goals? I mean, let's talk cross country wise. I know that you have bigger goals maybe in other things, whether it be FFA or wrestling or whatever. But Lyndon, what are your goals here for these next few months with this program? And how excited are you to continue growing as a runner?
Yeah, I'm really excited for this senior season. I didn't have any PRs my sophomore year, and then my junior year I had a couple really big PRs. So I'm really hoping just to keep that momentum going and get some more personal best and just really get to know the team really well and be the best senior leader I can.
Similar question, Isabella. Are we breaking 5K barriers this year for you? Or have you got some PRs in mind? Or what are the things that you're hoping to accomplish between now and October?
Well, I'm really hoping a varsity letter this year in the speed department. So I think that I just need to get that conditioning up, and then that should be fine. But I'm also just hoping that I get, like, my runner lungs getting good so that I'm prepared for the wrestling season.
Well, should be a whole lot of fun. Lyndon Norton and Isabella Smith joining us here today. I know we'll talk a lot more about state aspirations for you personally during wrestling, but excited to see you girls grow with this team and obviously push those girls at the top. Appreciate your time and look forward to a great fall. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.